Why this lesson? The track started 10 lessons ago with a 30-line app that called a hosted model and rendered a response in Maas, a browser. It ends here with the question every production engineer eventually asks. Given everything we've just built, where is this going, and what should we build next? The source material for this lesson is a fireside chat with Peter Wellender, OpenAI, from the Full Stack Deep Learning LLM Bootcamp, Spring 2023. A fireside chat is a different kind of source than the rest of the track. It is one experienced practitioner's view on a specific date in a fast-moving field. The lesson treats it the way it should be treated, as a primary source of industry perspective, valuable for the questions it raises and the framing it offers, not as a set of predictions or a policy position to absorb. The capstone has two jobs. First, synthesize the arc of the track so the reader can see the whole journey from first LLM app in an hour to production application with logging, evals, and operational discipline. Second, frame the forward look as a builder's question, not a forecast. Which bets are durable enough to act on now? Which are speaker views that deserve attribution rather than adoption? And what should the reader read, build, and try next? Scope of this lesson. Track close synthesis, Putea. A careful read of one industry perspective primary source. Out of scope, any framing that treats fireside opinions as canon, predictions of specific model capabilities or release dates, contested debates about AI policy, safety, or alignment as discussed in the wider field. The same technical primer discipline this track has applied to lessons 6, 7, 9, and 10 continues to apply here. The track in one paragraph. You learn to ship a minimum viable LLM app in lesson 1. 5 components: model, prompt, app code, UI, deploy, and a worked Streamlit plus hosted API example. Lesson 2 named the 3 properties: tokens, stateless, fixed corpus, and the 3 productive limits, context, cost, latency, you would carry through every subsequent decision. Lesson 3 taught prompts as a real engineering surface, the learn to spell toolkit, the prompt fix versus code fix versus capability ceiling triage, and the discipline of versioning prompts against a held out test set. Lesson 4 broke the closed corpus limit with augmentation, retrieval, the 7 moving parts of RAG, and tool use, the 4 steps that Lesson 10's agent loop deepens. Lesson 5 read the Ask FSDL project as a worked example to develop the production decision eye. Lesson 6 covered the 5 LUI patterns: streaming, citations, regeneration, hedging, recoverable, failure, that turn an LLM call into an experience users trust. Lesson 7 named ELM as the 5 engineering pillars: observability, eval in production, prompt versioning, cost and latency monitoring, regression testing, that turn a demo into a running application. Lesson 8 surveyed the field's near-term directions and named the build versus buy spectrum and the mix architecture. Lesson 9 went deep on fine-tuning as a build economics decision, the 3 things true at once test, and the staged pipeline. Lesson 10 went deep on agents, the L4 loop with the model deciding when to stop, the 3 tests, the 5 engineering failure modes. That is the journey. Demo to production-grade application, end to end. The bullet version, for the reader who wants the arc as a scan. Lessons 1 to 3, phase 1. Ship a minimum app, understand the 3 productive limits, treat prompts as engineering. Lessons 4 to 7, phase 2. Push past the closed corpus, augmentation, project walkthrough, design the interface, UX patterns, and add operational discipline, LLM ops. Lessons 8-11, phase 3. Survey field directions. Deep dive the fine-tune and agent points on the build spectrum. Close with the industry perspective view. Everything from Lesson 2's 3 productive limits to Lesson 7's 5 engineering pillars carries forward into anything you build next. That is what this track shipped. How to read a fireside chat. This is not how the rest of the track has been taught, so the framing matters. A fireside chat is a primary source of industry perspective, an experienced practitioner speaking in their own voice, on a specific date, about questions where there is no fully settled answer. It is valuable for what it surfaces, the right questions, the live tensions, the framings that move the field forward, and limited in the same ways. Opinions are opinions, predictions age fast, and a single speaker is not the field. 3 rules for reading it well. Attribute, do not absorb. When the speaker says, "I think X," the lesson notes, "The speaker thinks X." It is not, "X is the canonical claudemy position." This rule protects the reader from absorbing a fast-moving opinion as durable canon. Separate durable bets from speaker bets. A durable bet is something the field has converged on across many sources. Models will keep getting cheaper per token. Evaluation matters. Tool use is here to stay. A speaker bet is a specific view about how a specific topic will go, a particular technique will dominate, a particular product will win, a particular timeline will hold. Both are interesting. Only the first is something to act on directly. Use the chat as a question generator. The most valuable thing a thoughtful practitioner offers in an unscripted format is the questions they think builders should be asking now. Lessons learned from a 40-minute fireside are usually 3 or 4 such questions, not a forecast. If you watch the actual session, linked in the references, apply these 3 rules as you watch. The notes you take should look more like questions to bring back to my own product than predictions to bet on. What the field has converged on, the durable bets. Setting aside any one speaker's views, a small number of bets the field has broadly converged on, consistent across academic curricula, industry talks, and production teams, are durable enough that a builder can act on them now. Bet 1, the base models will keep getting better and cheaper per token, per task. Every cohort of new models since 2022 has improved on capability per dollar. There is no broad-based reason to expect this trend to fully stop in the near term. The implication is operational. Do not over-optimize for the current model. The same prompt that needs 3 carefully crafted retries on today's model may run cleanly on a single call on next year's. Build the architecture that can swap models without rewrites. Lesson 7's prompt versioning discipline plus Lesson 4's tool abstraction. Give you this for free if you use them. Bet 2, evaluation is the moat, not the model. Anyone can call the same hosted API you call. What differentiates a production application is the held-out evaluation set, the regression suite, the real traffic observability, and the discipline to look at failures honestly. Lesson 7 named this. The field as a whole has converged on it. The builder who invests in evaluation outperforms the builder who invests in clever prompts because evaluation tells them when their clever prompts stopped working. Bet 3. The interaction surface keeps expanding. Tool use, Lesson 4. Agents, Lesson 10. Multimodal inputs, text plus image plus audio. Longer context windows, structured outputs that integrate cleanly with existing systems. All of these have broadened steadily and continue to. The implication, what you can build is constrained more by your own design taste than by the model's raw capabilities. Today's "this is impossible with an LLM" lists are not stable. The bottleneck moved. Bet 4. Most teams should not train their own model. Lesson 9's 3 things true at once test holds. Most production applications are best served by hosted models for the user-facing layer with smaller, fine-tuned models for specific high-volume inner subtasks. Train from scratch is track 15 territory. It is rarely the right move for an application team. Bet 5, Operational discipline beats clever architecture. A simple app with great logging, great evaluation, and great regression tests usually outperforms a clever app with none of those things. Lesson 7 is more valuable in practice than lessons 4 or 10. Builders who confuse this order ship demos that don't survive contact with real users. These 5 bets are what you can act on today. They are not predictions about the future. They are observations about the present that have held long enough to deserve confidence. Speaker views that are worth taking seriously, but as views. Industry fireside chats typically raise a different class of question. Things one experienced practitioner thinks matter, where the field has not converged. These are worth taking seriously as questions to ask of your own product, not as positions to adopt. A short list of the kinds of questions that surface in production-side industry conversations. Your specific source may emphasize different ones. Treat this as the shape of the conversation, not the script. What does an LLM-first product feel like? Not an LLM added to an existing product, but a product whose interaction model is shaped by what LLMs make easy and what they make hard. Different teams have very different views on this. It is a design question with no consensus answer. Where in the stack does the moat actually live? Some practitioners say the application layer, some say the evaluation layer, some say the data layer. The honest answer is, depends on what you are building. And reasonable people disagree. How fast should you build before the model surpasses your scaffolding? A common concern, you build elaborate scaffolding around a current model's limits, and the next model release renders the scaffolding obsolete. Different practitioners take different positions. The right answer depends on how durable your scaffolding is and how easy it is to remove. What is the right level of agent autonomy for production? This is the question Lesson 10 took as out of scope on the engineering side. Industry practitioners have views. Those views are views, not policy. Readers call. These questions are useful precisely because they are unsettled. The reader's job is to ask them of their own product, not to wait for the field to settle them. What this means for the reader, a capstone is the moment to translate, here is what we learned, into here is what you do next. 3 concrete moves for the reader who has worked through the track. Move 1. Ship the smallest version of your application that includes Lesson 7's discipline. Not the cleverest version, not the most ambitious, the smallest version that has prompt versioning, a held-out evaluation set, basic logging, and visible per-call cost and latency. That bar is the difference between a demo and an application. Most teams skip it and pay for the skip later. Move 2. Pick one of the 5 durable bets above and let it shape one decision. For most builders, this is bet 2. Evaluation is the moat. Spend a focused week building a real held-out evaluation set for your specific application, not a generic benchmark. Run it after every prompt or model change. The compounding return on this investment is larger than any other single move you can make in the next month. Move 3. Read the fireside chat and one other industry source, and write down the 3 questions it raises about your product. Not the predictions, the questions. 3 is the right number, 1 is too few, 10 dissolves into noise. Ask those 3 questions in your team's next planning meeting. That is what the chat is for. If you do those 3 things, the track has done its job. What to read, build, and try next. The capstone's other job is to point forward without forecasting. A short, durable list. Read The Actual Fireside, linked in the references, with the 3 rules above active. One other industry perspective primary source, a recent practitioner talk, a thoughtful production postmortem from a domain near yours. Track 14, LLMs for using and applying. The library side companion to this track, hands-on patterns for working with LLMs at the application level. Track 15, large language models, Stanford CS336. The From Scratch Build the Model Companion for the reader who wants to understand what hosted models are made of. Track 20, AI Agents and Tool Use. The full track-level deep dive on the topic this track's Lesson 10 only opened. Build the Lesson 7. LLM Ops Discipline Applied to Whatever You Have Shipped or Want to Ship. The compounding return is real. One concrete experiment from each of the field directions in Lesson 8 that is closest to your product. If you build with text, try a multimodal extension. If you build singleton, try a small agent. If you call hosted models, try a small fine-tuned model for an inner subtask. Try the three tests from Lesson 10 on a feature you currently think should be an agent. Most of them should not be. The three things true at once test from Lesson 9 on a feature you currently think should be fine-tuned. Most of them should stay hosted. The where prompts run out triage from Lesson 3 on the next feature that misbehaves. Prompt fix is usually the right first move. The track does not end with this lesson. It ends with the next thing you ship. What to remember. The track shipped a journey. Demo to production-grade application, end to end. 11 lessons, 3 phases, 1 through line, Lesson 2's 3 productive limits on Lesson 7's 5 engineering pillars. The Willinder Fireside is a primary source of industry perspective, not canon. Attribute views as views, separate durable bets from speaker bets. Use the chat as a question generator, not a forecast. 5 durable bets the field has converged on. Models keep improving per dollar. Evaluation is the moat. The interaction surface keeps expanding. Most teams should not train their own model. Operational discipline beats clever architecture. 3 concrete moves for the reader. Ship the smallest version with Lesson 7's discipline. Pick 1 durable bet to act on this month. Read the fireside and write down its 3 questions about your product. Scope of this lesson. Capstone synthesis plus careful read of a primary source fireside. Out of scope, any framing that treats fireside opinions as canon, predictions of specific model capabilities or release dates, contested debates about agent autonomy, alignment, safety, or wider eye policy. Real and important. Addressed in their own forum with the right stakeholders. Track 21 closes here. The next thing you ship is the next lesson.